Welcome to the Financial Analyst Journal author interview series. I am Pat Light, an assistant editor here at CFA Institute, and we're here today with Martin S. Fridson, CFA, to discuss his recent FAJ article, Duration Targeting, No Magic for High-Yield Investors, which was published in the May-June 2014 issue. Marty, thanks for talking with us today.
Great to be here.
And in this interview series, we invite our authors to discuss their articles with us. So let's get started with this first question here, Marty. What was the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
Well, there's been some very interesting work, and I cited in particular recent research by Martin Leibowitz and his associates on the question of duration targeting, with the very interesting result that if you have a corporate bond portfolio with a given interest rate and you're trying to achieve a targeted rate of return, you can achieve that return by targeting the duration in such a way that if the interest rates go up, you have a loss of market value, but that's offset by a higher reinvestment rate. And conversely, if interest rates go down, you get a lower interest rate and reinvestment rate, but a gain on the market value of the portfolio. So you can essentially lock in with a fairly within a fairly narrow range a targeted return. But the work had not really been done. It wasn't really shown how this worked with lower rated or high yield bonds. So that was the question that we were interested in taking up.
And what was your approach to answering that question?
We followed a very similar approach to what Leibowitz and his colleagues did, in that we created a portfolio really using the B of A Merrill Lynch U.S. High Yield Index. And as Leibowitz et al. Had found, the portfolio that's represented by that index is very similar to a duration-targeted portfolio in that you have to maintain a stable duration in order to achieve that. But because bonds get replaced over time through retirements and so forth, the duration actually winds up remaining pretty constant. So we simply tried that out and said, all right, if you invested in that portfolio, did you find that result that over a specified period you achieved the initial rate on the portfolio as a return through this effect of the rising rates and the falling market value offsetting each other as interest rates fluctuated. And what we found, in fact, was that that was not what happened. There was a very wide range, very low predictability of your return relative to what you could achieve with an investment-grade portfolio. And furthermore, there was a downward bias. So you not only did not come very close to the initial yield on the portfolio, but you also had a tendency to earn a lower return, which is quite unattractive naturally.
And how do you expect these findings to influence practice in the field?
Well, I think there are two important ramifications of these results. One is that the lack of ability to use a duration targeting strategy with high yield is a disadvantage relative to investment grade corporate bonds. Now, when the comparison is made between high yield and corporate bonds of the investment grade category, the natural thing is to look at the difference in default rates. A little more sophisticated analysis would try to take into account the relative illiquidity of the high yield portfolio. But one really has to also to consider that you're not able to achieve a result that's a very valuable benefit of an investment-grade portfolio when you're using a high-yield portfolio. And the second factor is that the inability to achieve the duration targeting result affects the universe of buyers of high-yield bonds. In the investment-grade category, if you are able to institute a duration targeting strategy, then the tendency is to say, well, put that in place and continue to update the portfolio on a periodic basis in order to maintain the stable duration as you have to. But essentially, you won't really be trading very actively in that portfolio. You'll be a strong hand owner of those bonds. Whereas in the high yield market, because that strategy is not available, the investors will tend to be dominated more by those looking to take advantage of short-term undervaluation, selling when the bonds get back to what they perceive as full value. So it's an inherently less stable mix. And again, I think that's an important insight for investors to keep in mind in understanding the risks and rewards of the high-yield sector, namely the nature of the investor base.
And Marty, is there anything else you'd like to add about your research before we let you go?
I think that it's just a comment on the work that remains to be done. In a way, the work that Leibowitz and his colleagues have done recently on investment-grade corporate bonds is surprising in that it's a very important result and still in an asset class that's been studied in great detail for a long time. They're finding some exciting new information and insights into that asset class, and I would say that for the high-yield corporate asset class, it's even more the case because there hasn't been as much work. There's been a lot of good research for a number of years on high-yield, but I think the results of Leibowitz and his colleagues and then our most recent work shows that there's still lots more to discover and lots more insight to be found in this asset class.
Well, Marty, thanks for taking the time to share your research and your ideas with us, and we encourage all of you listening to this to read this article and articles from other CFA Institute publications on our website, www.cfapubs.org, and you can also follow us on Twitter at CFApubs. Thanks for listening, and Marty, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Copyright 2014 CFA Institute. This program is designed to give accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is distributed with the understanding that CFA Institute is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, investment, or other expert advice. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional should be sought.